by 5 cents, 50 a barrel. Gamblers are increasing their bets that Democrats will be redecorating the leadership offices in the U.S. House of Representatives next year. Recent betting on political future contracts at Tradesports.com, an online unit of the Dublin-based Trade Exchange Network, gives Democrats a 69% chance of winning the House. Democrats have a 29% chance of capturing the Senate and a 24% chance of gaining majorities in both chambers based on the wagers. And we see similar figures in a number of other online betting services. Joining us to talk about it all is Justin Wolfers, Assistant Professor of Business and Public Policy at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Thank you, Professor, for joining us today.
Mike, it's a pleasure.
How accurate are these things?
So far, as a empirical track record, remarkably, perhaps surprisingly accurate. I think since the Iowa electronic markets ran their first experiments back in 1988, in presidential elections, these things have managed to get the winning party's vote share sort of plus or minus maybe 1.5 points. By contrast, Gallup tends to get things right maybe plus or minus 2.5 points. So better than the polls, it seems.
Why is that?
I think the simple reason is you've got lots of people interested in winning something they care a lot about, which is money. So polls ask people who you think you're going to vote for. By contrast, these things instead are asking you who you think will win, and I think that's an important distinction. But the other thing is even just the fact that you know, we get to see the polls before we go and bet. So when we bet, we take account not only of the information that's available, you know, in the polls, but we also get to watch the debates, see what's happening to the candidates, and also talk to our friends who may be voting in some of these close races.
Do you think that most of these bets are made in people's own vicinities, with the exception of something at a national level like a presidential race? People are betting on what they know, or are people out there just constantly researching sort of a fantasy football, call it fantasy politics kind of thing?
My guess is it's got to be a little bit of both. I know during last presidential election, I was in Pennsylvania, a swing state, and it's not hard when you're on the ground in one of the important cities or electorates to get a reasonable sense of how the campaigns are going. So I think it makes a lot of sense that those punters who happen to be where the key races are playing out might perceive themselves to have some sort of information advantage, and so they may be trading directly. Equally, I don't think your fantasy football or fantasy baseball analogy is a bad one either, because also I was talking to my friends throughout the whole country about how the Pennsylvania races were going. I have a funny feeling some of them may have been betting on some of that information too.
Well, we see in the numbers that right now the Republicans have anywhere on these services from a 30 to a 34% chance of retaining the House of Representatives. When you compare that to a poll, that's still a large margin of doubt.
Oh, you bet. And I'm actually really glad you said that, Mike. A lot of people have this view that you look at this and you see that the Democrats are currently the favorite, and therefore you know the Democrats are going to win. This thing's telling us that the Democrats are going to win, or a two-thirds chance of winning. And so I think 1 in 3 is the right way of thinking about the Republicans' chance of winning. And the truth is 1 in 3 is not that different from 1 in 2. So really what we're hearing is it's a heck of a tight race.
Now, do these things tend to close up betting change? As we get much closer to the election, day or two ahead of time, where pretty much all the money will flow to one side or the other?
If decisive information comes out, you'll expect the market to respond to. So, for instance, when Clinton was running, you know, the night before the election, it was absolutely clear that Clinton was going to get re-elected in 96. And so you saw the markets close sort of up around 90%. But, for instance, the last presidential election,